We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock. We are on the rooftop of Seven Steakhouse and Sushi. It is a perfectly gorgeous night. Paul, Jordana, David Josephson, and tons of people here on the rooftop. And if you're not here, you're missing all the
fun. It's a party here at Seven Steakhouse and Sushi on 7th and Hennepin, you know, within earshot of Target Field.
That's right.
Stop by, 2-for-1 drinks and half-price burgers, and they got it going on here.
And as you know, Twins dropped two straight in New York. They've been outscored 18-6 in the series. Jake Odorizzi's on the mound for the Twins tonight. Our own Mike Max is on the field, and he says they're throwing the football around, getting warmed up. And yes, football. Yes, he said they're throwing a football. That's an exercise before a baseball game. So we learned that.
Dad and Dave Lee had some interesting nuggets. He said that the crowd really can make a huge difference in pumping up the Twins players. So they need to be loud. We need to be loud tonight and show our support, show our thanks for what has been really a miraculous season.
Incredible
for Twins
season.
Fans. And hopefully it ain't over yet.
I hope so. I've been talking with the folks out on the rooftop here, and everybody's got their twin story. We just met a woman who came over to take a picture with us. She said her brother, they grew up in Tucson, but her brother's been a Twins fan forever, and he used to climb to the roof of their home on a clear night above their garage where he could tune in on his radio. He could hear WCCO radio in Tucson.
Thankfully, the weather is pretty quiet in Tucson. But
that's amazing,
isn't that
though.
Cool?
I mean, it speaks to the strength of the signal, of course, and it also speaks to the will of Twins fans that they will do whatever it takes, scale tall buildings, to be able to hear the games on WCCO radio.
Yep, we are a loyal bunch, and it's going to be a good evening here,
and
we're all hoping for the best tonight, that the Yankees don't necessarily get the last laugh.
That's, of course, our chop trender of the night. Another story that we're keeping our eye on is, according to the Star Tribune, the Minneapolis Police Union is selling Cops for Trump t-shirts in wake of a uniform ban. So here's the backstory on this. The police department banned officers from wearing their uniforms in support of candidates at political events or in ads. Now, you would have to assume that this is in response to President Trump's rally here on Thursday, that the mayor does not necessarily want uniformed officers going to the rally showing support in their uniform. They can do whatever they want as private citizens. They can go to the rally, of course. This is America. You have that freedom. But he didn't want taxpayer-paid-for uniforms at the rally on officers, even if they were off duty. So Bob Kroll, the head of the officers union, posted a t-shirt on his personal Facebook with the logo Cops for Trump. He says the t-shirts will be for sale starting Monday at the union's headquarters, at the police union's headquarters, for $20 each. So this brings up an interesting question about civil servants and what their responsibility is in public or not in public. And a little more backstory, Bill Clinton made an appearance to lobby for his crime bill, and that was in 1994. Uniformed officers were part of that scene. We don't know if they were assigned for security or if they just showed up in their uniform. We don't have the background on that. And also, Barack Obama was here in 2013. He spoke to an audience-only, invitation-only audience about gun violence, and there were uniformed officers there. Again, don't know if they went because personally they wanted to go or if they were assigned there for security detail.
So again, how do you balance this with free speech, First Amendment? If you're getting a salary from taxpayers, you shouldn't be using your position, your employment, necessarily to lobby for any candidate.
That's
right?
How I feel about civil servants. I feel like as a private citizen, you get to do whatever you want. And if you're off duty, go in your T-shirt, the Cops for Trump T-shirt, if you buy that at Bob Kroll's Facebook site, or you go wearing whatever the heck you want to wear, but you don't think you should be wearing the uniform that taxpayers bought you because they might not agree with those political views.
What if you're wearing a red MAGA cap?
Well, that's okay.
right?
Well, not in uniform.
Not
though.
In uniform.
No, no, of course. Okay, you get to wear whatever you want. No, but not in uniform. When you're in uniform, you just sort of have to be there to protect and serve, which is your sworn duty. You don't have to be there to lobby or to rally. That's my opinion. But I think the same thing of judges, and I think the same thing of all civil servants. And I've never been a civil servant, but I was a news anchor, and we were not allowed. We were not even allowed to attend political rallies. We weren't allowed to go to fundraisers. We were definitely encouraged not to give any money because that'll come back and bite you in the butt. So, and I was just a silly news anchor, you know, not a civil servant or somebody in the public interest. I'm just a news anchor. You had to maintain neutrality. And I do believe that. I do believe in that.
But is anybody truly objective? Everybody has an opinion.
But again, you don't have to wear your public face. You can be. You can have all the opinions you want as a private citizen. But when you are dressed in your public servant gear and garb, you shouldn't. This is my opinion. That you shouldn't be showing your political leanings while dressed in your public servant gear.
Okay,
That's how I feel.
If public money. Democrats and Republicans and independents are paying your salary.
And you're for your clothes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your uniform is what I mean.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't want a judge to appear in their judge's robes at a political rally. I wouldn't want to see that. I would think that was inappropriate. That's me.
Okay.
So interesting things going on here. You know, Minneapolis Police Union selling these cops for Trump T-shirts and the police department saying you cannot wear your uniform. Interesting conversation to be had.
So, yeah, Thursday evening, of course, mm-hmm. the president is coming to town, mm-hmm. and hopefully things will come off without a hitch, mm-hmm. and there will be no issues. And
I don't anticipate any. We're Minnesotans. We're respectful. We're nice people. And we have great service work. So I imagine everything will go off just fine.
And yet, stating the obvious, tempers are high, right? I mean, Trump supporters
mm-hmm.
and people who don't like the president.
Tensions are high. That's right.
We will see what happens.
So is there going to be maybe a blizzard or is the weather going to stay out of the way Thursday rally?
Somewhere, someday. But I don't think here on the metro. Look, typical October juror, we get about a half an inch of slush in the mm-hmm. metro. My hunch, based on early guidance, and it's really early. This is still 4 or 5 days off. So anybody who pretends to know how many inches of snow will fall in your backyard 4 to 5 days from now, no. We're looking at the trends. We're comparing models. NOAA's models are more impressive, suggesting plowable amounts of snow for central and northern Minnesota, maybe as close as St. Cloud, even Wilmer, maybe a coating to a couple of inches in the metro. The European, which I'm leaning towards, and I lean towards most of the time because it's right a little more often than many of NOAA's models, is hinting at a big blizzard for the Red River Valley, Fargo, Moorhead, up towards Grand Forks and the eastern Dakotas, a foot or two.
Oh, boy.
There. Oof. But for us,
2 feet of snow.
Just
I can't
light
even
snow
imagine.
Flurries, oof. Maybe a coating of slush here mm-hmm. on Saturday, whatever falls. And I think it will be enough to whiten up some lawns and fields over the weekend, but do not panic.
I'm not panicking.
It's going to be back in the 50s next week. Some of the models hinting at 60 2 weeks from now. So, no, this doesn't mean that it's all downhill and
not panicking.
It's going to snow and stay on the ground for the next 6 months. No, not yet.
This is me not panicking.
Yeah, take deep breaths.
And order a drink at the bar at 7th Steakhouse and Sushi. We're here on the corner of 7th and Hennepin. Come and join us. We're pre-gaming. Come and pre-game
yes.
with us.
Yes.
We're going to be joined by Henry Lake, who's back at the studio right after the break.
No, I wish you could see this. Like Paul here with DJ and Jordana. She's got her twin swag on, but mm-hmm. she's got her, like, heavy poofy coat.
Well, I'm cold.
You got your
your
prince coat at 66 above zero, and you've got gloves on.
We've been standing in the shade for the last 3 hours, and I'm a little chilly.
I'm worried about you.
I'm a little chilly. Oh, I haven't put on the winter coat.
How many
of
winters have you
yet?
Been in Minnesota? You've been here a long time.
And I bundle up. This morning, I walked around the lake in my down coat.
It's 66.
Well, I appreciate the heat.
What's going to happen when it's six?
Well, I'm going to wear more clothes.
Oh,
that's
God.
What's going to happen right. here. Henry Lake is back in studio, nice and toasty in the studio. But I know you're going to. Are you out of Target Field for the game, my friend?
I'll be heading down right after I'm done talking to you guys here in a second.
Yes. Great okay. night for a baseball game.
It is a great night,
Henry. What are you? What are you fixated on in terms of and for listeners? forgive our delay here. Being on remote, there's like a second or so delay. Henry, what is it going to take tonight to get back on track and win one for the Twins?
Sorry about the delay, guys, but what is it going to take for us to get back on track? Jake Odorizzi is going to have to have his best performance as a member of the Minnesota Twins. He's going to have to go out there in a situation where everything is on the line. He's trying to get this team to another game, and there's a lot of pressure, but the fact is that he's got to go out there, and as the guy that's been the most consistent member of that starting rotation this year, I think that he is absolutely 100% up to the task.
Dave Lee was on with us, and he said, he's talking about Burt Blyleven, and he said, the fans are so important in a situation like this. Have you seen or experienced anything like that where the fans truly impacted a game?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was in Kansas City for 5.5 years, for a couple of those years, they went to back-to-back World Series in 2014 and 15. And the way that the fans really rallied around that Kansas City Royals team in 2014 and 15 and really, gave them a lift. It's going to be important for Twins fans to come in with some energy. Make the atmosphere tonight at Target Field electric. Don't sit on your hands and just kind of sit there and watch the game. Actively be involved and support the guys that you're out there that you're watching.
All right, Henry, I'm going to put you on the spot again here. I'm sick of making predictions. I want you to make a prediction based on everything you know, all the stats, the various injuries, the possibilities, final score.
Oh, my gosh.
What, really? Would you,
come on.
Well, you just asked me about a final score?
Why don't the sports guys? You just asked me about a final score? Yeah, what's the score going to be? And why?
Oh, gosh. This is really putting somebody on the
that.
Spot. Look, Twins win tonight, and they don't get swept by the New York Yankees. We win 5-3. I don't care about an actual score just as long as they win.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. That's what I was hoping to hear.
I like it. I like it.
And no rain.
We're going to be asking folks our no rain, of course. Corey Heppala is out here with us, and he is going to be handing the mic around to folks with a pep talk for the Twins. We're going to ask everybody here on the rooftop at 7 Sushi and Steakhouse if they could just say a few words to the Twins as a pep talk. And I don't mean to put you on the spot like my partner did here, but if you had a couple of words of pep talk, what would it be? Start us off.
It's pretty simple that this team is still good. You won 101 games this season. You are the American League Central champions for a reason, because you're really good, and just go out there and take care of business.
Like it. Well done, my friend. Well done. Thanks, Henry Lake. And, of course, stay tuned for Henry Lake. His coverage starts at 6 o'clock. Twins pregame is at 6:30. Twins and Yankees first pitch is 7:40. And then the postgame, our postgame, is final pitch with Henry Lake. And that's where the fans can call in, talk to Henry. He has a great time doing trivia with them. So make sure you stay tuned for final pitch with Henry Lake.
And we predict more celebrating than venting.
Absolutely.
It's much more fun to celebrate. And I'm going to go with Henry's 5-3. For the Twins.
I like it.
With no rain.
No rain, for sure. Yeah. What is your pep talk for the Twins? Tweet me at Jordana WCCO. We'll read it on the air. And we're going to go around the room here at 7 Sushi and Steakhouse for some pep.
Paul and Jordana.
Paul and Jordana.
And DJ. Corey and David and Tony and Brad and Steve, and we have a million people from CCO. Okay, that wasn't a million. That was a lot.
No one told me Tony from Wisconsin would be here, because I known.
Right? Tony from Wisconsin.
I would not have showed up.
He's famous, Tony from Wisconsin.
But he's like Toby from The Office. Nobody likes him.
We love Tony from Wisconsin.
Corey, what would you say to the Twins?
Pep talk.
What would be your pep talk?
Okay.
Get this started on the right note.
It's going to sound cliche. My pep talk would be this. It would be, hey, look, we can't control what happened. We are past what happened on Friday and Saturday. We can control tonight. And this team has been resilient all year long. We don't worry about tomorrow. We don't worry about going back to New York at Yankee Stadium for Game 5. We worry about tonight. And what you guys have done all season long is battle through adversity. Mm-hmm. Let's go. That would be my simple, and then I'd walk out. And that'd be it.
Drop the mic.
Mic drop.
I'm done.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. He's done. I like it.
That's
well
good.
Done.
That, that,
that's and that's
good.
What we're asking folks. We're here at the rooftop of Seven Sushi and Steakhouse, and we're asking folks, what is your pep talk to the Twins? Because, by the way, they're all listening. We're piping in WCCO over at Target Field, so they're listening, and they can hear you. And we have given
what?
The longest mic cord in the world. Corey Heffala has the longest mic cord in the world.
It's like I'm mowing the lawn and I've got to trim around the edges here.
And he's going to find folks who want to give the Twins a pep talk. So, Corey, who have you found?
We have had fans here all day long here at Seven Steakhouse Sushi at the rooftop. How are you guys doing?
We are doing absolutely great.
Okay, so names and where are you from?
Patsy Holsworth from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
All right. And?
Jan Jacobson, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
So you're from Sioux Falls. You've got a couple of guys with you. We're not going to let them talk, though.
We picked them up down the street here.
You picked them up down the street. Yeah. Well, they're lucky because they get to go to the Twins game tonight.
With us, no less.
That's right. If you had a pep talk for the Twins tonight, what would it be?
You can do this. You're going to win 7-5. And it's going to be an absolutely great game. The monkey's off your back. Go Twins.
Yeah. It's pretty specific, but yeah,
well
I like
said.
It. 7-5, you even predicted the score. I like it. How about you, Betty?
This is our house.
Yeah.
So we're going to win 9-2.
Woo!
I just know. I
like and that. Thank you. And that 15-game losing streak in the playoffs, it's over. It's done. It's done. All right, so... We've got confidence on the Twins side, and I would agree. I actually think the Twins are going to win tonight. But on the other side of the bar here.
Oh, no. Don't
yeah,
tell
no,
no,
I got to.
No
to be
haters.
Fair, you know, us,
no
we're
we're
unbiased
no
here.
Haters.
We're unbiased here at News Talk 830 WCCO.
No, we're
so we got
biased.
A couple of Yankee fans.
We're homers
and,
tonight.
How you doing, man?
Good. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Everyone's good. Okay. So you must be feeling confident, though.
Not like... Asshole confidence. Sorry, I should say that on the radio.
On the radio. On the radio.
Are you from New York?
I can't say, my man.
On the radio.
I think we'll dump. I think we'll be able to dump that back there. But no, you're all right. Okay, so but you're feeling good.
Thank you,
I like our
chances
good this year.
So, are you already looking ahead to Houston? Are you looking at Houston already?
Maybe a little bit, but I'm not overly confident. I like the Twins, but I'm the diehard Yankee fan. So I think we could beat anybody.
They both got the Yankees hats. Thank you guys so much. And he said sorry for swearing. That's
well, the FCC's coming for the fine. That's right.
I mean, like, I don't want to be, but, you know, the cliche of a New Yorker
compared
to Minnesota.
I know, unfortunately.
Have we hit on that yet?
Corey, let's call an Uber and get the heck out of here. I'm worried.
No, we're good.
We're good.
We are good. You know, and he's a good dude. He's just, you know, he's passionate about his team.
And I get that. Absolutely. If you have a pep talk for the Twins, we want to give everybody an opportunity. 651-989-9226 is our number. 651-989-9226 is our number. You know, we have some of the management team. We have the ownership team here from Seven Steakhouse and Sushi, and they're running away. They're literally running away. I was going to have them give them some advice. But you know what? They do have a restaurant to run here, so they're very busy.
That's kind of like Camille. Whenever I, know, like, hey, can I ask you? And she walks away. No,
yeah,
I'm
that's
good.
It. Right. You're okay. Done.
Hey, DJ, Dave Josephson, what advice would you have for Jake Odorizzi, who is listening right
he
now?
Is. Sure, for Jake Odorizzi, who's in the clubhouse now listening
he's
to us.
He's listening. He's chilling out.
I mean, it's the same thing Corey said, same thing everybody said. But, look, if you say you have one game with your all-star starter, Jake Odorizzi, on the mound – at home in the playoffs against the Yankees, there's no reason the Twins can't win that game, right? So let's win tonight, let's get a little momentum, and then let's regroup tomorrow. So I think the Twins are going to win, they're going to take it tonight, and then we'll roll the dice from there.
So this exact same matchup, Odorizzi and Severino, last year at Target Field, and the Twins won, and Odorizzi was great. So, I mean, he just... It's not like they don't have the weight of this whole playoff streak on them. This is not the same team.
Right.
Now, that was the same core of Twins players for a long time, you know, in the 03, 04, 09, 2010 seasons. This isn't the same team. All they have to do is remember back, like, hey, we've been in this position. We've beaten the Yankees. Let's not focus in on this whole weight of a curse, quote-unquote, curse on this franchise.
Before the first series with the Yankees, this team this year, we had Rick Aberman on the air. Rick Aberman is the team psychologist for the Twins. And we talked about What is it like, the psychology behind going to Yankee Stadium, playing against the Yankees, if you're a Twins team? And remember, they played them early in the season, so we didn't know they were this Twins team. They didn't even have the wheels and the confidence to know we can go in and we can kick some butt. Yankees fans, it's butt. It's, that's what we call it on the radio. So he said, he goes, you know, I just tell them, and it was very similar, Corey, to what you said about the pep talk. Like, you only have this moment. Don't worry about that history. You can't think about the Yankees' legacy. You can't think about walking into their big house. You can't think about that. And, you know, starting fresh, a fresh leaf. And I just hope, I understand the momentum is not with us for these games, considering the last two, for this one tonight. But that's what Rick would tell them. Get out of their own head and just go play baseball.
Well, and cling to your routine. That's what they always say. Mm-hmm. They say, cling to your routine. You've done this 180-plus times this year when you count spring training, right? You've done this over and over and over again. You've prepared the same way. You've thought the same way. You ended up winning 101 games. Whatever got you to this point, do it. And just go out. It's just like anything else.
And I think the key is for the Twins, nobody asked me, but I'll give my opinion. I think they should just pretend that they're playing the Tigers. You know,
it's a
pretty
great
sure it doesn't
thought.
Work that way.
Just a thought. Just psych yourself out. They're playing the Tigers tonight, and they got pinstripes, but they're Tigers.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know.
That's Corey, you're such a huge fan. Do you have a pregame ritual that you do personally before Twins games?
So I was brought into this world in a have not seen a championship from the Vikings or the Wild or North Stars and the Wolves, but I have seen two with the Twins, 87-91. And I don't really have a pregame ritual, but I am not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. So I will, you know, for instance, like if I've changed up. So I'm wearing a third different outfit from Friday, Saturday to Sunday. Now, had they won Friday or Saturday, I'd be wearing the exact same thing, whatever that might be.
Just underwear?
Just because.
Socks?
Hey, look.
Yeah, change up the underwear.
I don't need to get...
Please?
This is disgusting.
Just, no. You can take it wherever you want to go.
I'm judging you a little bit.
But yes.
Same underwear.
It's all for the team.
We have Warren on the phone. Warren wants to give the Twins a pep talk. Hi, Warren.
Hi.
Warren, how old are you?
I'm 12.
Go ahead, honey. Give the pep talk.
I think that the Twins are going to win the World Series, and I think they're going to win this game, and they're the best team ever.
Are you on your way downtown to see the game?
Yeah.
Excellent, Warren.
Awesome.
We can't wait to see you at Target Field, and thanks for that awesome pep talk.
Well said. Thank you, Warren.
What a cutie. Yeah. What a cutie. There you go. Little out of the mouths of babes, right?
Got to be upbeat and optimistic. I wonder what Coach Baldelli is telling them. Just don't do anything different, right? I mean,
well, he is, I think, you know, Rocco Baldelli is going to be the AL Manager of the Year, and for good reason. He took this Twins team, got them to 101 wins, the second most all time. So I think what he's done really well this year is he's not gotten two up or two down. Even when they won, you know, 4 or 5 in a row, it was never two up. And when they lost 3, 4 in a row, it was never two down. It was never the sky is falling. He's very, you know, he's very
He's a cool moderating influence.
Yes, he really is. He's a calming influence. And I think that's best showed in times like these, where we as fans are freaking out.
Yeah.
Like we're freaking out
the
over here,
Paul. The state is freaking out.
I am freaking out.
Before
and then
we hit
Rocco Baldelli's like, we're all right.
Chill.
Before we hit the break, we want to take one more pep talk. Robin is in Cottage Grove. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Give us your Twins pep talk, dear.
Okay, it's my version of the we're going to win. We're going to win, Twins. You'll get it done. Keep up those home runs. You'll stay number one. We'll keep on cheering. Raise those Yankees high. Cheer for the Twins and do those Yankees. Bye.
Yeah. Well done.
Awesome.
Robin Cottage Grove.
Nicely done, Robin.
Well done. Thank you for the call and that is a great send-off.
That cheered us up.
Absolutely. We do have to take a break. Corey, thank you so much.
Thanks. Paul and Jordana.
Paul and Jordana. I like this rooftop. I mean, I was over at Channel 4's rooftop. They did not have cocktails over there.
Right? right?
Or, yeah, half price burgers.
This is the way to do it.
It's
come visit
better.
Us at 7. We're going to be here for the pregame party till
yep.
7, okay, because the first pitch is 7:40.
Yep.
So we're going to be hanging out here. Fun show today. And we had some real highlights. We had the Yankees fan over in the corner dropping an expletive. So hopefully we bleep that out. We had our friend over here in this corner, a nice woman who told us her brother in Tucson used to climb to the roof of their garage because he could get the CCO signal in Tucson to hear the Twins game.
Wow.
I know, it was amazing. Then we had young Warren, who gave a pep talk. He was 12 years old, gave a pep talk. And then lovely Robin, who sang us the Twins song.
And now, tomorrow you are off.
Mm-hmm.
You have much to atone for.
I do. Tomorrow tomorrow and Wednesday, I'm going to be off for the holiday of Yom Kippur. Jewish holiday, Day of Atonement. So I will be atoning. I'm going to pray for your sins. Okay,
well,
Paul. I'll add you in to the mix. Because you got a lot happening.
There isn't
over
enough
there.
Time.
Okay, a lot. I need a couple of days
extra
to work
time.
On you.
Thank you. Oh,
no,
man.
So I'll be off Tuesday and Wednesday.
You're back on Thursday.
For the Jewish holiday. Well, yes, and then I will be back.
We'll be praying for you.
And thank you very much. But this was
family.
So fun. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to a Twins win tonight and then again after that. I have confidence.
Look, this team has done it before.
Done
Do
it
you
before.
Believe in miracles? The short answer is yes. It's been a miraculous season.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel gratitude that the Twins got this far and made it an amazing season.
Thank you to Seven Sushi, Dave Josephson, and Susan. And go Twins!
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.